Thank you. Thank you, Brother Yixin. Let us pray. Let's bow our heads.
让我们低头一起祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we give you thanks today.
亲爱的天父，我们今天我们要感谢你。
As we gather here together to bless your holy name.
因为我们聚集在这里来称颂你的圣名。
For you alone are holy, and your steadfast love endures forever.
因为只有你是圣洁的，你信实的爱永远长存。
As we gather here, please bless our fellowship.
当我们聚集在这里，求你保守我们的团契。
And may we feel your presence within our midst.
让我们感受到你在我们中间的存在。
Please bless us with a clear understanding of today's message.
祝福我们能清楚地理解今天的信息。
And bring us closer in unity to your love and grace.
让我们更合一地来亲近你的爱和恩典。
Let everything that we do today and every day be done in your name.
让我们今天所做的一切，我们的每一天都靠你的名。
Amen.
Amen.
It is great to be here today and to see you all gather here.
我今天很高兴来到这里，也看见大家在这里聚集。
I know that recently I have not had the chance to say Happy Chinese New Year.
最近我还没有机会给大家说新年快乐。
So I will start by saying Happy Chinese New Year.
所以我现在说大家新年快乐。
Although I am a couple of weeks late in wishing you a prosperous and blessed Chinese New Year.
虽然我给大家说，给大家为大家新年祝福，已经晚到了两个星期。
But I will be a day early in wishing you all a happy Valentine's Day.
但是我今天提前一天祝大家情人节快乐。
You see, for tomorrow is February 14th, Valentine's Day.
明天是二月十四日，情人节。
And it is a day where many people around the world show feelings of love.
在这一天，世界各地的人来表达爱意。
Affection and friendship towards the people they love and or adore.
向他们所爱或所崇拜的人表达爱意、情谊或者友谊。
The colors of Valentine are red and pink.
情人节的颜色一般是红色和粉色。
And here I am today wearing red.
所以我今天在这里穿着红色。
Roses, hearts, they also symbolize the feeling of romance and love on Valentine's Day.
玫瑰还有心形，这些都象征着情人节。
And Valentine's Day is a perfect day to show.How much someone means to you.
情人节非常适合展示某个人对你的意义。
And as a joke, I tell others that our youngest son, Jonathan.
作为一个笑话，我经常告诉别人我们最小的儿子 Jonathan.
He is a Valentine's baby or was born on Valentine's Day.
他是在情人节出生的。
And as we celebrate his birthday every year on this double special day,
我们每年在这个双重特殊的日子来庆祝他的生日。
This in part shows the true and meaningful relationship that my wife and I have.
这个也表明了我和妻子之间这个很真实而有意义的这个关系。
So Valentine's Day is the day when a man is supposed to give his wife.
情人节是男人应该给他的妻子。
Or perhaps his girlfriend a special gift to show that he loves her.
或者女朋友一份特别的礼物来说他爱她。
Or this can be vice versa.
或者反之亦然。
Some people take their loved ones on a romantic dinner.
有些人带着他们所爱的人去吃一顿浪漫的晚餐。
There are others that propose or get married on that special day.
也有人选择在这一天求婚或者结婚。
As gifts, some people give cars, chocolates, jewelry, flowers.
也有很多礼物，比如说卡片、巧克力、珠宝、鲜花。
In particular, roses to their loved ones.
尤其是玫瑰花，会把这些送给他们所爱的人。
Perhaps you might want to allow me to ask you, do you already have plans for tomorrow, Valentine's Day?
也许允许我来问问你，你已经有明天情人节的计划了吗？
Will you be taking that special person whom you love out for a wonderful evening?
你会带你爱的那个特别的人出去度一个美好的夜晚吗？
Have you already chosen a special gift for the person you love?
你是不是已经为你生命中那个你爱的人挑选好了一份特别的礼物呢？
Perhaps a more personal question I want to ask you.When was the last time you said, I love you to that special person in your life?
或许一个更个人的问题我想问的是，你上一次对你生命中那个特别的人说我爱你是什么时候？
And if you haven't, will you be able to say those words once again?
如果你最近没有，你是否能再次这样说？
Not just say them, but with determination and in a meaningful way.
不仅仅只是说，而是很坚定的、有意义的说。
Don't worry. Keep in mind that you still have a day to practice saying the words, I love you.
别担心，你还有一天的时间来练习说我爱你。
They are only three short words.
只有三个简单的字。
Do you come to the realization that every time that you say I love you,
你是否意识到你每次说我爱你的时候，
you are really saying to that person, I am here for you.
你真的是在对那个人说，我就在你身边。
That you are in present totally in that relationship.
你在这段关系中完全存在。
Physically, emotionally, and spiritually.
身体上、情感上、精神上都存在。
Saying I love you means I'm committed to you.
说我爱你意味着我对你承诺。
And not just that, but also I am committed to us.
或者说我对我没承诺。
For you are telling that special person that you are in this relation.
你是在告诉那个特别的人，你在这段关系当中。
Whether you are or you are not going to spend time planning and celebrating Valentine's Day,
无论你是否准备花时间去计划庆祝情人节，
I do encourage you to spend some time meditating on God.
我都鼓励你花一些时间来默想神。
Our Heavenly Father, who gave us a much costlier gift to prove His love for you and for me.
来默想我们的天父，他给了我们更昂贵的礼物，来证明他对你和我的爱。
Romans 5:8 tells us.
罗马书五章八节告诉我们。
But God shows His love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
Therefore, the gift of Jesus is the proof of God's love for us.
基督这份礼物是谁向我们证明他对我们的爱？
Have you ever asked yourself the question, why does God love me?
你有没有问过自己这个问题？为什么谁爱我？
Or why does God love us?
或者说为什么谁爱我们？
This very short question is among the deepest and the most profound questions ever asked.
这个简短的问题是有史以来最深刻和最深奥的问题之一。
Regardless of the many different answers to that question that anyone can come up with,
尽管任何人都可以对这个问题提出很多不同的答案。
You know, one thing for sure is that God does not love us because we deserve it.
但我们可以肯定的是，谁不是因为我们值得他的爱才爱我们。
In fact, it's the total opposite.
事实上，情况完全相反。
Because since the time that God created man,
因为自从谁造人以来,
but we have always been in constant rebellion.
我们就是一个不断悖逆的情况。
Constant disobedience towards God the Father.
不断的违逆天父的境况。
And the Apostle Paul describes us in the following way in Romans 3:10 and 12.
使徒保罗在罗马书三章十到十二节中这样描述。
As it is written, none is righteous, no, not one.
就如经上所记，没有一人，连一个也没有。
That there's no one who seeks God.
没有寻求神的。
All have turned away. They have together become worthless.
都是偏离正路，一同变为无用。
There's no one who does good, not even one.
没有行善的，连一个也没有。
For this verse in Romans 10 is one of the most often quoted verses in the Bible.
罗马书三章十节的这段经文是圣经中最常被引用的经文之一。
There's a very good reason for that.
这也是有充分的理由的。
It clearly tells us that no person, not even one, is righteous before God on their own merits.
他清楚地告诉我们，没有人，甚至没有一个人，在谁面前可以因自己的功劳而称义。
So you see, a key point in the gospel is the idea that everyone, without exception, is in need of salvation.
福音的一个关键点是每一个人无一例外都需要救恩。
There's no one that can say they're good enough to deserve heaven on their own merit.
没有一个人可以说他们足够好，可以凭自己的功劳配得上天堂。
We have all walked away from following God's will and path.
我们都偏离了谁的旨意和道路。
No one is found to do good by the standards of God, a holy, Father, perfect creator.
按照圣洁的、完美的造物主的标准，没有一个人能行善。
And it is true that we humans are capable of doing good.
是的，我们人类确实有能力能够做一点好事。
Overall, we choose not to, by God's standards.
但按照谁的标准，我们基本上选择不这样做。
We want what we want and not what God wants.
我们想要我们自己想要的，而不是谁想要的。
And why is this so that time after time we ignore God's will and His plan for each of us?
为什么会这样？我们一次又一次地忽视谁的旨意，忽视谁对我们每个人的计划。
And the answer to that we can find in Jeremiah 17:19.
这个答案可以在耶利米书十七章九节中找到。
The heart is deceitful above all things.
人心比外物都诡诈。
And desperately sick, who can understand it?
坏到极处，谁能识呢？
Do you hear that? The heart is deceitful, it's wicked.
听到了吗？人心比外物都诡诈。
We find that here the prophet Jeremiah emphasizes.
在这里，先知耶利米强调了
about the wickedness of the human heart.
人心的邪恶。
We are corrupted by sin.
我们被罪败坏。
That we don't understand how bad sin has taken us, all of us, away from God.
我们不明白罪是如何使我们每一个人都远离了神。
We do not seek God.
我们不寻求神。
Nor do we love God.
我们也不爱神。
Nor we desire God.
我们也不渴慕神。
Therefore, man's heart.
因此人的心
is deceitful and wicked.
是诡诈邪恶的。
It doesn't seem to be too good for us, or does it?
这对我们来说是不太好，是吧？
So we find that in just two short verses, we are told there is no one righteous, not even one.
在短短的两节中文，我们被告知没有一个正义的，是指没有一个。
And in the other verse, that the heart is deceitful and wicked above all things.
另外一个经文，心比万物都诡诈和邪恶。
But for a little bit of encouragement and for some inspiration,
但是出于一些鼓励和灵感
，we can go to 1 John 4:8.
我们来看约翰一书四章八节。
And he says, anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love.
没有爱心的就不认识谁，因为神就是爱。
In 1 John 4:16 says, so we have come to know and to believe the love that God has for us.
约翰一书四章十六节，谁爱我们的心，我们也知道，也信。
God is love, and whoever abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him.
神就是爱，住在爱里边的，就是住在神里面，谁也住在他里边。
Nowhere will we find a more comparable and profound.Statement as the declaration made here.
我们再也找不到比这更深刻、更有目的的宣言。
That God is love.
神就是爱。
And among God's many attributes,
在神的诸多属性中
we find that that is God's nature and it is God's essence.
我们发现这是他的本性和本质。
God doesn't just love, he is love.
神不仅仅只是爱人，他就是爱。
And this love from God is not the type of love that you and I know, the sentimental or romantic love feeling.
这种爱不是我们所熟知的情绪上的，或者说是浪漫蒂克的那种爱的感觉。
It is a self-sacrificial love.
它是一种自我牺牲的爱。
God shows his love on all the undeserving people.
神向所有不配的人显明他的爱。
On all of those who are disobedient.
就向所有不顺服的人显明他的爱。
And all of those who are in rebellion against him.
还有那些正在叛逆他的人显明他的爱。
So the sacrificial love is shown as God sent his son Jesus to die in the cross.
这种牺牲的爱表现在当谁派他的儿子耶稣死在十字架上。
Paying the penalty for our sins.
为我们的罪付上代价。
Forgiving us for our disobedience.
宽恕了我们的悖逆。
Our rebellion against his will.
原谅了我们对他旨意的违背。
So the question, did you or I do anything to deserve this love?
想问问你或者我是做了什么值得这份爱吗？
The answer is definitely no.
这答案肯定是没有。
We did not at all.
我们什么都没有做。
And as God sends His Holy Spirit to dwell in us, this allows us to love as He loves.
当谁派他的圣灵住在我们里边时，这也就允许我们像他那样去爱别人。
Again, God demonstrates His own love for us in this.
再次，我想这两强调，谁是在这件事上表明了他对我们的爱。
That while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
当我们还是罪人的时候，基督就为我们死了。
So what is again, why does God love us?
那我们现在再问一遍，谁为什么爱我们呢？
It is because of who he is. God is love.
这是因为他的所是，神就是爱。
I hope that now we have a good understanding of why God loves us.
现在我希望我们知道为什么谁爱我们。
So let's look at how does God love us.
让我们来看看谁如何爱我们呢？
Or how does God show his love for us?
或者谁如何向我们表达他的爱呢？
God has revealed his love as said in today's scripture reading of John 3:16.
谁在约翰福音三章十六节中写明了他对我们的爱？
For John 3:16 is without a doubt the most well-known, the most memorized verse in the entire Bible.
约翰福音三章十六节无疑是整本圣经中最著名、最被人背诵的经文。
It's a one-sentence summary of the Gospel of John.
这也是约翰福音整本书的一句话总结。
God sent his only son to provide salvation for those who believe in him.
谁差遣他的独生子为那些相信他的人提供救恩。
And it was God who came up with that idea.
这是谁自己想出来的办法。
We didn't have anything to do with that.
我们没有参与做什么。
Or did we?
我们有吗？
He loves us so much.
他如此爱我们。
And this is spelled out in the very beginning, in the first book in the Bible.
这在圣经一起出就写明出来。
In the book of Genesis.
在创世纪里。
John 3:16 says, For God so loved the world,
约翰福音三章十六节说，谁爱世人。
To provide salvation for those who believe.
所以为叫些信他的人提供救恩。
And God is not referring here to just one nation.
在这里谁不是指一个国家。
Or a group of people.
或者一群人。
But the whole world.
而是指整个世界。
God did not love just the nice people.
谁不只是爱善良的人？
God did not love just the obedient.
谁不只是爱顺从的人？
Or God did not love those that love him back.
谁也不只是爱那些爱他的人。
He loved the sinner.
他也爱罪人。
He loved the lost.
他爱迷失的人。
And the lonely as well.
他爱那些孤独的人。
It doesn't matter their color.
无论他们的肤色。
Their race or gender.
无论他们的种族或性别。
So to get a partial understanding of God's depth of love.
为了能够了解谁爱的深度的一部分。
We must ask, how much did God love the world?
我们必须问这个问题，谁对世人的爱有多少？
He loved the world so much that he gave his one and only son.
他如此爱世人，以至于他将他的独生子赐给他们。
So that everyone,
所以叫所有的人
who believes in him will not perish but have eternal life.
叫所有信他的人不至灭亡，反得永生。
This is how much he loves us.
这是他对世人的爱有多少。
And if you pay attention, the verse makes a distinction, not just everybody.
如果你小心注意看的话，这节经文其实做了一个区分，不是每个人。
But everyone who believes in him.
而是每个愿意相信他的人。
God revealed his love for us through salvation.
神借着救恩显明他对我们的爱。
It's God's free gift.
这是谁给的免费的礼物
？For everyone who believes in Him.
给那些所有愿意相信他的人。
And everyone who's willing to receive it.
那的所有愿意接受的人。
This is an expression of life of His love that includes eternal life.
这是他爱的表达。包括永生。
God gave us His Son as a gift because of His love for us.
神因为爱我们而将他的独生子给我们作为礼物。
This love is eternal. This love has no limits.
这种爱是永恒的，是无限的。
And this love is not forced on anyone.
这种爱没有强加给任何人。
So God's greatest expression of love to us is revealed in John 3:16.
所以谁最伟大的爱的表达就是在约翰福音三章十六节。
Then in John 14 verses 2 and 3 we come across.
然后在约翰福音十四章二到三节中我们看到。
That God demonstrates his love for us, those that believe in him by preparing an eternal home.
谁通过准备一个永恒的天家来再次表明他的爱。
In my father's house, there are many rooms.
在我父的家中有许多住处。
If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you?
若是没有，我就早已告诉你们了。
And if I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come again and will take you to myself.
我去也是为你们预备地方去。
That where I am, you may be also.
我若去为你们预备的地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去。我在哪里，叫你们也在哪里。
This is the love of God.
这是谁的爱。
So far, everything that I have mentioned about God and His love sounds very incredible as well as unbelievable.
到目前为止，我所讲到的神的爱听起来难以置信，不可思议。
Don't you agree?
你同意吗？
And the reason that it is incredible, unbelievable is because it is.
他之所以难以置信令人思议是因为他就是这样的难以置信不可思议。
The uniqueness of Christianity lays in the fact that all the work of salvation
基督教的独特之处在于所有的救恩
and all the work to get into heaven is on God rather than on us.
所有救恩的工作所有进天堂的工作都是在神身上，而不是在我们身上。
This is completely opposite to what we find and what we learn with every other religion.
这是我们在所有其他宗教中所找到、所发现的情况，正好相反。
In every other religion, the responsibility is on you.
在所有其他的宗教里边，责任是在你。
Because of God's standards, none of us can live a perfect life.
根据谁的标准，我们没有一个人能过一个完美的生活。
Because as it is said in Romans 3:12, 23.
因为就像在罗马书三章二十三节所写的，
For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
So this is the answer and the reason why God needs to do all the work.
这就是答案和原因，为什么神需要做所有的工作。
And that is exactly what he's doing.
这也正是他现在正在做的。
Again, the uniqueness of Christianity is about God coming down to save us.
再一次，基督教的独特之处在于谁亲自降临拯救我们。
Compared to every other religion with man trying to accomplish good works to come to God.
相对比的，在其他所有的宗教里边，人类都是试图做善功来争取能够来到谁的面前。
So the uniqueness of this relationship with God is like no other relationship that you may have ever experienced or you will ever experience.
我们与谁的这种特殊的关系，不是你过去曾经或将来能够经历的任何关系相比的。
His love for you is unique.
他对你的爱是独一无二的。
Because it is unconditional.
因为他是无条件的。
And you as well as anyone else do not need to meet certain conditions.
你或者其他任何人不需要满足任何条件。
God loves you because he loves you.
神爱你，因为他爱你。
It is as simple as that.
就是这么简单。
Do you know that God loves you more than you love yourself?
你知道谁爱你，胜过你爱你自己吗？
God's love is not that kind of conditional love that you have come to know.
谁的爱不是你所能知道的那种有条件的爱。
That love that is based on what you do.
那种爱是基于你所做。
Whether at work, whether in a relationship.
不论是在你的工作或者你的恋爱当中。
And God doesn't love anyone based on how well they did.
谁也不会根据任何人他过去做的怎么好来爱他们。
Or how well they're doing.
或者现在我们做的怎么好来爱我们。
And there's nothing, absolutely nothing that you can do so that God will love you more than he already does.
而且基本上没有任何事情我们可以做来让谁更爱我们，比他已经爱我们的更爱我们。
God also loves you to be in constant communication with him.
谁爱你也希望经常的与你交流。
Because it is not in his nature to ignore what happens to you.
因为他的本性不会让他忽视，不会让他忽视你。
Our faith is in what God has revealed about himself to us.
我们的信心在于谁向我们揭示了关于他自己的一切。
He truly wants to believe and rely on the uniqueness of his love for us.
他特别希望我们相信，而且依靠他对我们的这份独特的爱。
Although we don't need to believe that God loves us,
虽然我们不需要相信谁爱我们。
But as we look again at the evidence mentioned in Romans 5:8.
但是我们看看罗马书五章八节的证据。
But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，谁的爱就再次向我们显明了。
God has without a doubt proven his love for us.
谁已经毫无疑问地证明了他对我们的爱。
Therefore, that fact makes him trustworthy.
所以这一事实也使他是值得信赖的。
There are those who misunderstand the attribute of God's nature, which is love.
也有人误解了谁的本性，也就是爱的本性。
Yes, we agree. God is love.
是的，我们都同意，神就是爱。
But it does not mean that your life will be beautiful.
但是这并不意味着你的生活会一直美好。
That you will be happy and that God loves you, that God's love could not possibly allow punishment for sin.
这也不意味着你的生活一定会美好，并不意味着谁的爱不允许有罪的惩罚。
On the other hand, because of God's love,
另一个方面，因着谁的爱，
no matter what the sins you have committed,
无论你犯了什么罪，
how shameful your sins are,
无论你的罪多么可耻，
that God will forgive you,
谁都会赦免你。
His love is immeasurable.
他的爱是不可估量的。
His love is eternal.
他的爱是永恒的。
Everything that God does is loving.
谁所做的一切都是爱。
Everything that God does is just and right.
正如他所做的一切都是公正和正确的。
So essentially the Bible is the world's greatest love story.
所以圣经就是这个世界上最伟大的爱情故事。
It is a revelation that God is love.
这是一个启示，神就是爱。
Everyone loves a good story, a good love story.
每个人都喜欢听一个好的爱情故事。
And our story is part of the greatest story ever told.
我们现在的故事是有史以来最伟大的故事之一。
It begins with God.
它开始于神。
A God who is love.
一位充满爱的神。
And then love flows from between the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
爱在圣父、圣子、圣灵之间流动。
So this is how the story begins.
于是这就是这个爱情故事就这么开始了。
And he has gone on for a very, very long time, and it is not finished yet.
而且这个故事持续了很长时间，还没有结束。
We are in the middle of a true love story.
我们也正置身于这个真实的爱情故事当中。
And as I finish, for the last 30 minutes, I have been preaching about God's love.
最后，在过去的30分钟里，我一直在传讲谁的爱。
I have been preaching about why God loves us, how does God love us, and why God's love is unique.
我一直在传讲为什么谁爱我们，谁如何爱我们，为什么谁的爱是独一无二的。
Therefore, I do hope that you agree that God loves us.
因此我诚切地相信你确实同意谁是爱我们的。
Not on the basis of what God says, but on the basis of what he did for us.
不是基于谁所说的，而是基于他为我们所做的。
So for the final question to you.
现在最后的一个问题问你的。
Do you love God as you should?
你爱神吗？像你应该的那样爱神吗？
Because Jesus stated in John 14:15,
因为耶稣在约翰福音十四章十五节这样说，
If you love me, you will keep my commands.
你们若爱我，就必遵守我的命令了。
And that is how we express our love back to God the Father.
这是我们应该向父神回应我们爱的方式。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
I ask that we all pray together and that you will repeat after me in your heart and in your mind the following words.
我请大家跟我一起祷告，你可以在心中重复我下面的话。
Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父，
Forgive me for a time my love for you has been faint and fragile.
请原谅我，我对你的爱是微弱而脆弱的。
I thank you for showing me that your love is unconditional.
谢谢你让我知道你的爱是无条件的。
That does not depend on what I can do.
不取决于我能做什么。
But it rests completely on what Jesus did for me on the cross.
就完全取决于基督在十字架上所做的。
That while I was still a sinner, Jesus died for my sins.
就是当我还是个罪人的时候，耶稣为我的罪而死。
Thank you, Father, for loving me.
谢谢天父，谢谢你爱我。
And help me to never betray your wonderful love.
帮助我永远不会背叛你对我的爱。
Help me to develop a godly love for you.
帮助我培养对你敬虔的爱。
As you have commanded.
就像你按照你的吩咐那样。
And help me to come to a deeper understanding.
帮助我进入更深的了解。
Of what your love towards me truly means.
了解你对我的爱的真正的含义。
This I ask and pray in Jesus' name.
我奉主耶稣基督的名祈求。
Amen.
Amen.